This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
This evening's screening is part of the excellent Broadcasting Guerrilla Media exhibition here at Slot, and I'm incredibly honored to have been invited to introduce these remarkable examples of guerrilla media in the 1990s. We'll begin the screening tonight with The Feeling of Power, which is the one work on this program that is attributed to an individual artist and not a collective. It's also the only work in this program that's included in the wider exhibition. But I thought it would be helpful to begin with this work anyway, as it serves as a kind of self-reflexive manifesto for the collectivist video activism seen throughout this program. By Diva TV, Grand Fury, House of Color, and Express. The artist, Robert Beck, who now goes by Robert Buck, having altered his name by a single vowel as a form of activism and a sort of artwork to separate himself from the name given to him by his father. Beck was a founding member of Diva TV and one of the editors, along with Greg Bordowitz and Jean Carlomusto, of Diva TV's Target City Hall, which we'll also see tonight. In The Feeling of Power, Beck takes what he's learned and experienced as a member of Diva TV to issue a manifesto and a call to pick up a video camera and take to the streets. Among the riot of on-screen texts we find in The Feeling of Power, we're given the cost of a camcorder and of 8mm videotape. This is important. It was the introduction of more affordable camcorders and 8mm tape, later mini DV, that made many of the collectivist activist works like the ones we'll see this evening possible. Another phrase that pops up in The Feeling of Power that we should note, counter-surveillance. Counter-surveillance was, according to Buck, Diva TV's immediate purpose as an affinity group within ACT UP. In an era before smartphones and social media, videotaping ACT UP demonstrations, just being present at demonstrations with a camcorder, was a way to bear witness to any police misconduct and potentially a way to deter it. Target City Hall was the first tape produced by Diva TV and documents a massive ACT UP demonstration at New York City Hall against then-Mayor Ed Koch's lack of response to the AIDS crisis. In fact, Diva TV was first formed expressly to document this demonstration. The end result is a collectively produced record of the City Hall demonstration from its preparations through the demonstration itself and to its aftermath, offering a look at the diverse group of activists within the larger ACT UP movement, including Cher, commie homos engaged in revolution, and Lapit, lesbian activists producing innovative television. These videos were then also an essential and empowering means for members of these collectives and communities to represent themselves. And each of the works this evening takes aim at the misrepresentations of the mainstream media. From the sardonic use of America's Funniest Home Videos in The Feeling of Power, to the forceful objection of I Object, in which House of Color, an ACT UP affinity group made up of queer people of color, challenged the representation and exclusion of people of color in the media. In Guns and Poses Remix, the art collective Express constructs a powerful collage from television images of the 1992 LA Rebellion and the Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan Jam music video, set to music by Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, from the Murder Was the Case soundtrack, confronting images of black masculinity in the media. The two Kissing Doesn't Kill PSAs, which you'll see in tonight's program, not only respond to mainstream media imagery, they also attempted to insert their activist message into mainstream televisual context. The Kissing Doesn't Kill ad campaign was created by Grand Fury, which has been described as the unofficial ad agency for ACT UP, And it cleverly mimics the design of the then ubiquitous campaign for United Colors of Benetton. Print ads appeared on New York City buses. Network TV, however, rejected the ads that you'll see this evening. Commissioned for broadcast on ABC, the network refused to air the spots because of their direct message on behalf of medical and federal reform on AIDS policy, as well as their images of kissing couples of different races and sexual orientations. Although I mentioned earlier that new, more affordable technology, like the camcorder and 8mm videotape, made this new explosion of collectivist activist work possible, I should mention that at this time, before the ascendancy of Final Cut or Premiere, these works still needed to be taken to editing facilities. To edit footage, collective members, artists, and activists would often beg, borrow, or steal time off hours at editing facilities that would lend their support to this new video activism. This included Electronic Arts Intermix, where The Feeling of Power, Target City Hall, and I Object were all edited. I Object was even shot in the EAI offices. But there are other important editing facilities as well. Kissing Doesn't Kill was edited through the Standby program. Other tapes by Diva TV were edited at Gay Men's Health Crisis, which had an editing facility, and Deep Dish TV. These facilities, many of which were founded expressly to democratize access to television and media technology, are also an important part of this story. Today, facilities like EAI and Standby help to preserve some of these works, as analog video technology has given way to digital technology and is increasingly at risk. Indeed, a new collective, the Transfer Collective, formed in 2013 to make digitization of at-risk, increasingly rare analog media more affordable and accessible, is responsible for tonight's screening of House of Colors, I Object. It was digitized by Transfer Collective a couple years ago and has been made freely available to the public on the Internet Archive, as many of the works that Transfer Collective digitizes are. So at that, I would just say it feels a bit wrong to stand here speaking for these powerful and powerfully collectivist works as a single individual. So I think we should just let them speak for themselves.